Welcome, everyone, to the Advice Show on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Philip, and I got Ms. Gabriella on the line as well. And tonight's topic, why are you overspending your money on women? Why are you doing it, men? Why are you doing it? So, Ms. Gabriella, as always, I'll start off with you. Why do you think men are really overspending their money on women?
I think that a lot of the overspending on women has to do with the image that's being pushed in the media. You know, how many times do you turn on the TV and you see, especially when it's black men, they're always at the club making it rain, buying drinks. They're in the VIP section with like 20 different females, and they got all those drink bottles and all kind of stuff going on. And they always like to sit there and brag about how much money they spend at the club. They're like, oh yeah, I spent $1,000 on the club. I did this, I did that. It's kind of, it's almost like, you know, how in the animal kingdom, how like male birds will kind of puff out their chest to show off, or a peacock will show off their feathers. It's kind of like, you know, trying to make themselves look bigger than what they are. And a lot of the times, the males that are the ones that are always outwardly the most flashy are usually the ones that are broke.
Yeah. And all that they do is just to get between the legs of some woman. And it's usually some woman that's not about worth nothing herself. I don't get how can you try to spend all this money to impress women that don't have a job? I don't get that. So when dudes talk, for instance, let's say a dude talks to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what? Like, if they them type of guys, what's the first thing they tell you?
Number one, though, usually they'll just be like, well, number one is, do you have a man? And even in either way, yes or no, they don't care. And then they were like, oh, I can take you to this restaurant, or look at what car I have, or, you know, I got on this designer outfit or something like that. Usually it's really material stuff is what they will come to you with.
So materials but no substance in the conversation, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Now let's talk about their uniform, because they wear a uniform. The one piece of the uniform is expensive tennis shoes. Especially Jordans. That's the main one. Now, why do you think these Jordans get them so much play?
I can't answer that, because I'm not a hood rat. So the man shoes don't, like, I mean, to be honest with you, if I see a guy that's tore up in the face but he got some Jordans on, that does not impress me. I'm more interested in the whole package, you know, whether the guy looks good from head to toe. I could care less about the shoes. You could be wearing Converse and still look good. But a lot of these girls, they will assume that if a man was wearing Jordans, that he has a certain amount of money, because depending on which type of shoe you buy, they can be pretty expensive. So,
and what I understand is Nike, and we talked about this before, recycling the same shoes back when I was growing up. Because I remember when all those shoes came out, brand spanking new, brand new design. Every year, Jordans came out with a brand new design when I was growing up. And Jordans was like about $110 around there, okay, when I was growing up. I remember even having some of the pairs that came out now, because, you know, you get income tax. You know, in the hood, income tax is like, so you rich. You know, your mama getting about $4,000 or $5,000 worth of income tax, because, you know, she's not really making no money during the year. So you get the Jordans you want or whatever. You know, me and my sister would get, you know, sometimes get Jordans. But it would, these days, I heard the last ones that came out was $185 a pair. And they are fighting over these shoes. They, you know, killing over these shoes, beating people up over these shoes. I mean, it's just crazy. And all this, it's not to impress men. It is none of this to impress men. Because, yeah, okay, a dude see you some shoes, let's say nice shoes, even a nice car. They're like, okay, worst thing you'll get out of them is like, man, I like the car. Or you're going to get attention, you know, from them thugs. But it all goes back to when they want to go out to the club, they hit these shoes on, and then they get all attention from females. Same thing with their cars. They do all this stuff with the cars, like in Houston. They love to put them 84 Swangers on. I don't know, you ever seen Swangers before?
I don't know. We don't use that slang here. So what are those?
Okay, well, 84 swing is a rims, okay? And these rims, you have to see them online. They stick out, and they're like spokes. They stick out, and they come to one point in the middle. And these chicks see you with candy. This is a Houston thing. Candy paint 84 swingers. Oh, man, them hood rats will be all on you like white on rice. You couldn't get them off if you walk around with a drive a car like that. Then you got your Jordans on. You know, you got your little designer jeans, shirt on. I mean, you will be the king of the hood rat kingdom. And the envy of all thug niggas that want to get you because you got that car with candy paint and 84 swingers. But my thing is, we see the problem, but where does it come from normally? Then you're now. I already know where it comes from, but as a woman, where do you see it coming from to inbred a young man to think I must spend this kind of money on women and even just for the attention of women? Where does this originally come from?
Usually, it comes from the house because a lot of these men that I see running around with the living in a studio apartment with a wardrobe full of designer clothes and no furniture are the ones that when they were young, their parents were like, well, we couldn't afford to take you on vacations and we couldn't afford to, you know, when you were young, we couldn't afford to buy you all the nice Christmas presents. So we're just going to give you a bunch of flashy clothes so you can feel better about yourself. So, I mean, from my take on it, I feel like it has to do with a person's self-esteem and the fact that this kind of behavior is taught from the home. Like, you know how many people that, it seems like the less money someone has, the more flashy they look. And it's just because they want to, you know, make people think that they're doing fine financially.
Now, as a guy, I can say this much. You are taught from the home by your mother, not really your father, your mother, that, you know, oh, you got to provide for a woman. Oh, you know, hold the door open for a woman. Give a woman this. Take her out to dinner. Give her flowers. Give her gifts. You know, you must present yourself a certain way for women. And you are taught from home, basically, to be a trick, if you think about it. And some women, especially a lot of these women these days, they've taken the tricking to their sons to the 10th degree. That's why you see all these simps and manginas nowadays, okay? Because they all tricks. That's why they do what they do. They tricks. And these females would take every dime from them. And really, can you blame them? They shelling it out like that. But they'll sit there and want to fight another man, kill another man, just for some broke female. But like I say, they were indoctrinated at the house with their mother. Because if they had their father in their life, he would have told them, no, son, don't give no woman all your money. You crazy? I mean, that is a telltale sign for me that they didn't have their father in their life. It's when they're trying to sit there and be stunting for broke hoes. And that's what they really be, little Section 8 welfare hoes that any guy can get. Because real women, that don't impress them. Like, okay, they'd be like, okay, you got some shoes, and I can buy them shoes too. You got a car. Okay, I got one too. So why is that going to impress me? Well, usually those kind of guys will never get with a woman that's making good money. They won't. Unless this chick is just a hood rat herself, because, you know, I was talking about that today on some videos, that they are some hood rats that got a college degree and a job.
Yeah. Was
plenty of hood rats. And so if you see a hood rat, you want one of them educated hood rats with a dude like that, I mean, they kind of one and the same. But these dudes are just really tricking, and they're tricking hard these days. And see, to me, that shows you have no game. Mm-hmm. You should be able to talk to a woman and get her so interested, talk her out of anything. If you're showing out cash and you're tricking, you can't talk to women, period. It was like a challenge to me to see what I could tell a chick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just see what she, you know, what I can get. Not taking something from her, but, you know, some dudes will take a chick out to dinner, take her here, take her there, and still don't get nothing from them. And then sometimes you can talk to women, you can barely talk to them, and they want to give you the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but hey, I wasn't raised to trick. A lot of these dudes are raised to trick. Now, these females also, you know, they are raised to receive the tricking in society. It don't matter what race you are. I mean, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. Women are always told a man's supposed to provide for you, right? This is mm-hmm. now. This is you know. You want to go on old ways, but you got feminist ideas. A man supposed to provide. A man supposed to protect. A man supposed to do nothing. So what you supposed to do?
As a woman, sitting out and collect his money, basically.
And you know, maybe, because some women shiesty on that. Maybe give the man some sex. Maybe. You get what I'm saying? Maybe cook. You remember the cooking incident a few days ago? Maybe cook. A lot of them don't want to do that. You offend a woman when you tell her about cooking these days. It's like offensive to tell them to cook. They say, this ain't the 1950s. This ain't no Betty Crocker and all this other stuff. But yet you want money. Yeah, you want Louis bags. And you want expensive perfumes, but you won't cook. Right. Now, why women feel so entitled to the point now they don't even want to give up booty or don't want to cook? What's up with that?
That, just like you said, it kind of plays into feminism because I don't know where, it seems like this new generation, there's a bunch of women that just have this weird sense of entitlement where I guess they just watch too much reality TV and they think that, just because I'm cute, I'm entitled to, or it's like, oh, I have a pretty face, nice body, and so then I'm entitled to being treated like a queen for absolutely nothing. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean. I can just sit around the house and just look good. And my man is supposed to bow at my feet and just give me whatever I want just because I'm a woman.
Yeah, I mean, women can get away with so many things in society. Like, you know, for instance, even if they want to get violent with you, they can get violent with you, hit you, do it, everything they want to do to you. And the moment a man retaliates to that, she's a woman, and he gets in all kind of trouble. So American society give women an entitlement that nobody has, or at least men don't have at all. I mean, I don't get that. Like, you can get beat down by a woman, literally, and nobody will say nothing. But the moment you just say, you know, wait the hell up, I've got to do something about this, and you go to jail. And so that's what I understand. And the money aspect, even when it comes to child support, they automatically assume, give the woman a kid, want the man to pay everything. I mean, they expect you to pay it or put you in jail, period. And these men, we've been so programmed to give more money to women. It's like sometimes you got to tell these dudes, hold up, man, because like I said, you just setting yourself up to be, you know, with gold diggers, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a chick one time tell me, because I put up a video telling men, you know, about this similar topic a long while ago, and she was like, you start giving these guys, you know, these tricks that women pull, because I was getting good money from a guy for 10 months, and I still didn't give him nothing. I'm like, man, what a trick, dude, man. Like, how can you sit there and give a woman your hard-earned money? Mm-hmm. I don't get it. Just for her time? I mean, if you want a woman for her time, you might as well just go get you a prostitute. It'd be cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
You heard guys say that. They say, shoot, it's cheaper to get a prostitute than a fool with a girlfriend.
But then half the time, these girls aren't really their girlfriends. Like, they kind of just, you know, they'll lie to a guy and pretend that that's, that she, you know, she wants to be with him just so she can get the money from him.
And see, right there what you just said, that's what make guys snap, and that's what guys, you know, don't play with a man's money. And it's too, I'm glad you brought it up. It's too many women like to play with a man's money. They'll play this guy, tell this guy this, tell this guy that, collecting money. He thinking she, you know, he's the only one that she's talking to. And nope, it's not. And then he finds out, and then now he want to go crazy. So, you know, like you said, you know, you say that some females play games, you know, because it's fun.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, but is it fun when that dude snap?
No, it's not. But, the, you know, it's always fun until, what's that old saying? It's always fun until someone loses an eye or something like that. That's basically what it is. Like, women just, they get this kind of thrill knowing that it's like, ooh, you know, I'm desirable. I got 10 different guys paying my bills. I don't even have to do anything. I just have a pretty face, and I can just, you know, just flirt with them a little bit, and they'll just jump on it. Because, you know, there's a lot of women that go out there looking for guys with low self-esteem. And going back to the original topic, usually the guys that are the most flashy are the ones that have the lowest self-esteem because they look for material things to make themselves feel better. And so they go out, they look for guys with a little flashy clothes, and they know that those are the kind of guys that will be willing to waste money. And so that's the ones that they go after.
But, you know, really, like you say, along the lines of, because everything I'm saying, at least with the topic, is tricking 101. And that's what these guys are doing, is because it's all in just hope. They say, I'm going to spend my money on all this stuff just in hope I get some sex from this woman. That's all it's about with these guys. It's sex. Period. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's no other angle but that. Because I don't really know too many guys, unless this guy, you know, he's gay, really into, this high fashion. And then the stuff they're doing is not high fashion anyway. It's not. They don't dress like something out of GQ magazine. They all wear the same things.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody, like, I mean, how do you, okay, this is the next question. How do you go out to different events with the same uniform on? Jordans, jeans, some T-shirt, and a hat. I mean, like, could you take a guy like that to somewhere formal?
No, you couldn't. And, well, if they do wear a suit, you know how they like to do it. They'll take a suit, they'll sag the suit pants, and they'll have their shirt untucked, and they'll still have some Jordans on.
They'll sag the suit pants.
You know what I'm talking about? You see that from Jeans to Gents, where they would try to get the guys to dress up, and then they would sit there and try to, you know, quote unquote, swag out their suit by sagging their formal wear, trying to make it look cool or whatever.
I didn't see that, but now that is real, real. Oh man, how can you sit there and sag a suit pants? I'm like, what is it? I'm like, these guys don't feel a draft going up their behind or nothing when they win, just sagging the pants. It's like, I talked to another dude, and he was saying that, well, you know, it'd be okay if women sag their pants, but why are these dudes doing it?
But
I mean, because I have not met one woman
to sag her pants, so
who?
Why would that look good?
Well, okay, you know why it would look good, at least to us as men? Because if she got a donk for some reason and she's sagging her pants, that way we can look. That's why. If she sag her pants and she's wearing a thong, that would be okay as well. As me, because we would look.
Well, might as well start doing that then, because they, you know.
I'm surprised these females are so manly these days. I'm surprised they're not doing that. I'm very shocked why they're not sagging their pants. They do everything else like a man. They fight like them, cuss like them, tattoo like them. Why they ain't sagging their pants?
God knows. Because it doesn't look good when a woman does it. That's why.
Whatever. Half of them, what's them old low-rider jeans they be wearing? And they love to show that top of the thong they wear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but like I said, these, you know, listen, anybody listening right now, this show is about y'all calling in and telling your story about, you know, these females and how they just want money and did you give them money. So, and anytime during the show you want to call in and talk about it, it's 347-996-3350. Let's talk about it. Because I don't want you dudes out there spending your money on these females, and then while she got 7-8 dudes she getting money from. Because as Ms. Gabriella said, they do it for fun. You know, we may shoot basketball for fun, lift weights, run, whatever. They play your money for fun. So anyway, letting everybody know the line is open to call at any time. So, Gabriel, I got a question. These women, they never have no remorse like when they're taking a guy that's a decent guy, just taking his money. They don't have no sense of remorse.
The ones that do that sort of thing, they don't, you know, they're not the kind of people that care. Because if you really did have a heart, you wouldn't do stuff like that. It's usually the ones with that gold digger mentality. Because I would feel guilty going around, like, stealing somebody's money from them. But for someone who has that ingrained in them, like, oh, well, I'm a woman, so I'm entitled to this. Or, well, if a man wants to pay my bills, then I should let him pay my bills, you know. If they had that mentality, it wouldn't bother them.
Yeah, and the sad part is too many women these days have got that mentality, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of them really just collect money from men instead of just going to work. But then if you call them, you say, okay, well, you are a hoe. Because not all men are going to just give you their money without you giving nothing back in return.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're just not on the stroll. Your particular hoe house is at your apartment. You probably got about 7-8 dudes coming through there. But, you know, you're saying you bragging about how you get, like, who was one of the biggest hoes that I know on Twitter? Miss Hawaii. You ever seen that chick on Twitter?
No, I haven't.
Oh, she brags about how NBA players pay her bills and this athlete pay her bills. And, like, no, but I got to give it to her. Like, she's a looker. But still, she is a hoe. I don't care what you say. And she has the craziest tweets you could ever read, too. Like, check her out on Twitter. I think it's I Am Miss Hawaii or whatever.
Can you post the chat box? So,
huh?
Can you post a link in the chat box so everybody can?
Yeah, I need to, hold on. I need to look at it and pull it up on my Twitter right now. I'll put the link so you can see this chick. This chick's tweets are crazy, what she says. But let me ask you another question in regards to guys paying money. Do you think that it matters what man takes a woman out on a date? Does it matter?
You mean, does it matter? Like, should a man spend money on a date, or?
No, what I'm saying is, does it matter? Like, if a dude says, you know, man, I ain't got much money. I want to take her out, shoot, to the Waffle House.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you think that's fine?
Yeah, well, I mean, I wouldn't go. I'm not a fan of the Waffle House, but, you know, I've had someone take me out, and we only spent $4 each, and I had no problem with it. It was one of the best days I've ever had. So I honestly don't think that you should spend a lot of money on a stranger, and I keep saying that. If this is somebody that you don't even know and who hasn't deserved it, I don't think that it's right for a man to sit there and try to impress a woman by taking her to the fanciest restaurant in town and, you know, getting a limousine and doing all kind of crazy stuff like I've seen men do. And there was a show that I was watching a long time. It was Millionaire Matchmaker, I think.
Yeah, I remember that show.
Yeah. And there was these men that were having a really hard time finding a quality woman. Like, they had a clothing line, and so they had no shortage of having women chase after them. Everywhere they go, they would, you know, they'll be with their little fancy cars and their fancy clothes, and they spent all this money getting their teeth done, and I think they got plastic surgery too. But they really went all out. And there would be at least 10 girls surrounding them every single time whenever they would go out. And they would be going, they would take these girls and spend thousands of dollars on a date, and yet they were frustrated because they could only attract gold diggers. And they didn't understand why.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean,
confused, but it was obvious.
I mean, when you walk around, that's why that preface of that movie, Coming to America, you remember that movie?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, he kept having the same problem. So that's why he wanted to go stay, just have a regular job. Nobody know the money that he has and stuff like that. So he could find somebody just real, like, just for him.
Mm-hmm.
Because guys who are in that particular field and well-known and stuff like that, you know, they will have a bunch of gold diggers coming their way. But see, gold diggers, they all have the same MO. It's, like, kind of easy to sniff them out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because if a woman was just, like, getting all lit up in her face by what you drive and, you know, just being on some groupie crap, I mean, it's kind of simple.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, y'all men, man, y'all need to chill out with that. I don't care what these females say. Don't give them nothing. If they tell you, you know, can you help me with my light bill? You're like, nope. I say, what would you do with your light bill if you didn't know me? Don't give him no money. Say this one dude was telling me this chick told him that, you know, you selfish. You know, you won't help me out. You know I got problems. And I would say, wait a minute. This woman telling you selfish with your money? I mean, did that come out of her mouth? You work for your money, and you're selfish with your money. So that means you're supposed to help her and all her problems, give her everything that she needs. And then what's she going to do at the end of the day? What, leave you for some other dude? Because 9 out of 10, they had a study come out that said women that's on the phone texting all the time, they at least talking to 5 different men while they're talking to you. Now, is that study true?
Yeah, it is. But then I have a question, though. Is that wrong for, if a woman is single and she's looking for the right person, is it wrong for her to be texting more than one person?
It's wrong if you're telling this man that y'all in a relationship. It is wrong because it's like, okay, if you establish with a woman that you're in a relationship, that means we don't be texting all these other people like that. But if you just like, if you meet a person and you say, oh, well, you know, we're just getting to know each other or we'll see where it goes or whatever, then that's no relationship. Then do what you want on both parties. Do what you want. But see what these females do is make a guy that actually want to settle down. He's tired of, you know, chasing, you know, hoes around and whatever. Then they talking to this guy, and that guy instead of being up front. And telling the man, you know, I don't want a relationship right now, you know, but we can be cool. Then he can't get mad about nothing whatsoever.
Yeah, but a lot of women don't do that, though. I mean,
yeah, because I know cause a lot of them are born liars. I know.
And then those are the same females when they'll turn around and they get mad if a man is doing the same thing, and I think it's funny because the same females that will have a boyfriend, but then they also have, you know, the little backup boyfriends on the side that they'll be texting constantly. Those are the same ones that will be raising hell if the man even looks at another woman. And I don't understand that.
It's all about control. Do you want another woman to swoop in and take over her cash cow? Think about it. A woman that actually want to be with the man? No, she want to keep that money going. Shoot, they got women, like I said, like Miss Hawaii, which I put her link in the Twitter thing. You can actually read it and see how she get down. Cause she's up front with all her crap. They brag about not working.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I mean, think about it. And you think she ain't telling them dudes lies too? That she talking about? Oh, you the only one, and I'm not talking to nobody, and all this other stuff. They even put on the waterworks when a dude catch him up and everything, saying it's not true. And, like, you looking at the cell phone, which is saying that's her homegirl text the dude and and these stupid guys like that. I mean, if you, like I said, if you got a chance, look at that chick's profile. You'll see why them guys act like that about her, at least.
I mean, I'm looking at it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Nice implants, but her face ain't all that.
Well, I'm sorry to do that.
That's my opinion. Of course a man would go after some girl that's posting naked pictures of herself.
Yeah, and you know, also she even does YouTube videos. Yeah. So, and that chick is out. But see, at least I respect that she's up front with her. She ain't on this, I'm just a good chick and I'm, you know, I want to be in a relationship. She ain't really playing nobody. You know, she on social media just run off of the mouth about it. But like I said, and the biggest, I would say the biggest tricks are those musicians, ball players, some of the black ones. Because like recently, James Harden and Soulja Boy, for instance, they spent $20,000 a piece to hang out with chicks. What I look like spending $20,000 to hang out with some female? I mean, that don't make sense. If I'm a celebrity, these chicks just want to hang out with me for the simple fact of my celebrity. So why am I paying to hang out with these chicks? For what? What they got that's so different than any other female? Well, okay, they may be surgically enhanced. If you got money, if you get a chick that you care about like that, well, I wouldn't suggest a guy surgically enhance a random chick. Because 9 times out of 10, every chick is surgically enhanced would leave you for some other dude. But anyway. Anyway, there's no reason for you to be paying $20,000 to hang out with no chick. But it was reported, it was. What's that chick name? Jenna Shea. You heard about her?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, well, you know, look her up. Look up her picture on Google. And she, this is the chick, and this chick ain't all that. She is not all that. But yet, this is the ones that these black men are paying $20,000 to hang with. And you wonder, why all these athletes and musicians as black men are broke. They love to go, like, you know, acting like Floyd Mayweather, the money team, throwing all the money in the strip club, $8,000, $9,000, popping bottles all night long for these whores. But then at the end of the day, they broke. Oh, man, I'm broke. I can't pay my child support. I mean, you know, y'all need to give me a chance. You had a $50 million. What happened to it? Man, I'm broke. Look, think about it. How many black celebrities, athletes, whatever, goes from all that money to nothing? How do you do that?
That was easy. They all do it. I you know, what's the percentage? I think it's like over 60% of the professional athletes, after a couple of years after they retire, they end up bankrupt or flat broke because they don't know how to invest their money and they just waste it on stuff just like that. Like, I honestly wouldn't spend $20,000 just to meet the president, let alone some random female or some random man or whatever. Just because you look good, that doesn't mean that I have to waste money on you, but I don't see why. I really don't see why, because I've seen girls that...
100. What you going to do with that chick at the end of the day shouldn't cost you no $20,000, and shoot, you would. X videos is free. Lotion is a few dollars if you want to do it that much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm going to keep it real. I ain't about to spend no 20 G's. I mean, 20 G's could be put toward my kids' college. 20 G's mm-hmm. could be, you know, put to investing into something or making some sort of business. I'm not about to waste $20,000 on some female. I don't care how many millions I got. I'm not going to do it. It's just the principle of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then what, for this chick to go run off at the mouth and say, oh, yeah, he spent $20,000 to hang out with me. Like the other day, you know, because like I said, we watch all the shows here. We DVR them. Love and Hip Hop, watching that the other day, right? They got this chick named Winter on there, Hispanic chick. She says she's been assistant to a lot of rappers. She know their wives, girlfriends. She says she even slept with a lot of them. And she about to, you know, say she about to do a superhead. She about to write a tell-all book. And you see this chick, she's not nobody you would think that would be like that if you saw her.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, she about to run off at the mouth. Now, that's the thing. You pay these chicks all this money and whatever, then they putting you out on blast and tell-all books. Because these females ain't got no discretion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you want the world to know that you was tricking $20,000 or tricking, you know, giving this chick $80,000 shopping sprees or buying these chicks chinchillas and stuff like that, and that's not even your wife? And to me, it's embarrassing. Now, the time I think you should spend your money as a man is on your wife. That's the only woman that deserves, or your mama, going to help your mama out, or your daughter. That's the only women that deserve, or your grandmama, auntie, whatever, that deserve your money, men. Stop giving these random females your money. Because your wife, I mean, and two, your wife got to deserve it too. Because I'm going to tell you this much, like, my wife does the things that a woman's supposed to do without me asking, so it makes me have no problem giving her the things she may want. And even a lot of times, she doesn't even ask me for much. I actually want to give it to her, and that's fine. But, that you know, I'm in a marriage. But when I would say dating, I wouldn't give, man, forget that. But see, I'm a generous person. I don't mind, you know, treating you out to eat. I don't mind, you know, I mean, I'm not some Neanderthal, okay? I mean, that's cool. I mean, but see, it's different. I never dealt with women like the ones that these guys try to impress. And that's good. That's the main thing. Stop dealing with those kind of women, those hood rats.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, like I said, me and hood rats just never got along. I mean, we never have. So I wouldn't even know how to conversate with one of them. I couldn't dumb myself down enough to talk to them. So I guess, different strokes with different folks.
Mm-hmm.
But, It's wild and crazy, some of the things. And then a lot of these guys are broke. They are really, really broke. I mean, they're in no position to be sharing their money like that. I mean, instead of spending money on them Jordans, why they can't go spend money on maybe some certification or spend money on a degree that's going to actually get you somewhere in life?
Mm.
Or you like shoes so much, why don't you go, like, buy them shoes and go, like, and, like, sell them? I know a dude right now. That's all he does is sell shoes. And he not a black dude. He a white dude. He loves Jordans. He got every pair of Jordans that ever come out. He is a Jordan connoisseur. But he buys shoes and sells them, and he makes a profit. That's a smart dude. And that's the difference between a lot of black men and white men. White men, I'm sorry, they're trying to make a business out of it. Us, we just want to be a consumer. And this is why a lot of times we stay at the bottom.
Mm-hmm. So instead of investing, you know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with having things. There's nothing wrong with trying to dress nice. But if you can't afford it, what's the point? Like, that just doesn't make any sense to me, because the same people that stay in the same position year after year after year are the same ones that always have the nicest clothes. But then they're the same ones that sit around and get mad that they aren't getting anywhere in life. And, you know, clothing can actually be an investment if you're a fashion blogger or something like that. But if your only purpose of looking nice is to impress other people, and you're wasting your money.
Exactly. Like you said about blogging, why these dudes don't, like, get the shoes, do reviews on them, or do something where they, you know, showing off the shoes, something they can get a deal, do some YouTube videos, something, get some hit. I mean, something that you can actually make some money off of. Shoot, get your Google AdSense account, attach your AdSense account to your videos or something, and get a little money back that way. I mean, shoot, be like that dude I know. He goes out, he buys the Jordans, and then he turns around and sells them for way higher than what they are worth on eBay. And he makes a killing every time Jordans come out, because them guys got to have those Jordans. And they don't want to wait to restock. Oh, no, they got to have them that weekend. So so what he does, he go buy many pairs at the store let him buy. That's what he does. You know, he said, man, I walk out there with at least over $1,000 of shoes. He said, but man, the money I make back is nothing. Then the guy, now he buying Jordans and he painting them now, painting them. He's making heels out of those Jordans for women too. He painting them of whatever color they want. To, like, this one woman told him she wanted some heels, but she wanted the Houston Texans colors on her heels. So the dude actually did, you know, bought the heel and everything, put the heel at the bottom, you know, whatever he had to do to make it a heel, and made it, you know, the Houston Texans colors and everything. And, you know, the chick, you know, paid him good money. He said now, he says, like, he has over 70 orders right now that these women want to buy shoes from him, heels. I mean, what I'm saying is, it's okay to like shoes. But doggone it, turn it into something.
Mm-hmm.
Not just to impress women. It's like this. Get some real money to impress women if you're going to impress them with money. Don't impress them with pennies and trinkets if you're going to impress them. I mean, how are you going to look like $1 million when you go out and then you take a woman to your house? You have nowhere for that woman to sit. That's stupid. Or you got a Cadillac Escalade. You got jewelry on. You got everything. Then you want to go, you only take the woman to your house. You know good well you ain't got nothing. That's why you take her to the room. Okay. But if the woman do go to your house, you know, you got an old 1985 TV. But you got a closet full of clothes. You got Louis and everything. You probably got a Louis backpack. And you spent probably about $1,500 for it. I don't know how much the thing costs, but I'm just throwing it out there. But you got all that in your closet. And the killing part about these women, they won't say, like, man, this guy, you know, he taking me to a one-bedroom apartment, but yet he got a car outside that's worth $60,000. He got $200 shoes on his feet. He probably got some $75 jeans and maybe a $100 shirt on. And probably about, well, how much them hats cost? At least, what, $35?
$40? Yeah, they're about $35.
Yeah, $35, $40, those hats they wear. I mean, this dude is G'd up from head to toe, but he ain't got no furniture. Like me, I say start off with your furniture first. Like, get some nice furniture. Get you a nice bed. That way you can entertain a woman. Get you a nice TV. Surround sound. You know, get you some nice dishes in your house, dude. You know, get you some wine glasses. Get you all kind of stuff. Then you invest in all the rest of that.
That actually is a really good idea, because I would rather be with a man who has a really nice place, and, you know, we can come over, we can actually watch movies on a 2012 TV, not something that was made in 1995 with one of those, what did it look like, some big old box type TVs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you eating on paper plates and you sitting on bean bags and stuff.
That's embarrassing.
That's embarrassing.
It
and that's
is.
One of the
like,
things that I did, actually, because it took me about a year to get my apartment decorated, and I went out and bought, I went to thrift stores and different places to find, you know, different things to make my apartment look nice, so
mm-hmm.
that if I ever did want to entertain a guest, I wouldn't be embarrassed. But I know a lot of people that don't have their priorities in order, and, you know, what's the point of having all these material things, but then you invite people to your apartment, and people just sit there and laugh at you. Because when I first moved in, all I had was a futon, a bed, and, like, two beds. And I got rid of the futon and then turned one of the beds into a day bed, so it actually looks like a couch in the living room. And so, you know, you have to be able to find different ways of being... You have to make your outer appearance and your home environment match your income level as well. Because if you're not even making a lot of money, it is kind of stupid to live like a celebrity. I know a lot of people want to, but realistically, that's not going to help you out in the long run anyway.
Yeah, because see, what happened, like, when I had to start all over, when I, you know, got my one-bedroom apartment, I didn't even invite no women to my house. Because all I had at the time was an air mattress. And I made sure it bought me a TV. I'm not going to not have a TV. I bought that 46-inch LED TV I have now. But what I was doing was, I would go to Ross and Marshall's and look at the stuff. That, yes, I would actually know how to actually decorate a house as a man. I can do it. And no, it's not gay to decorate your house. Anyway, I would put, you know, like little paintings up a certain way. I had a certain type of mirror. I had, when I finally got my furniture, I bought, you know, my table, bought my, you know, sofa, love seat. I bought all that stuff, you know, for my house. Had bought me, you know, a nice bed and everything. And when a woman's whatever come to my house, they'd be like, who decorated your house? Like, someone, they say, your ex-girlfriend did? I said, no. I said, ain't no ex-girlfriend did nothing here. I said, this is me. And they would look around and say, you know, I've never come to a man's house that just be so clean and smell so good. And I said, I'm sorry, I'm not dirty. He said, because a lot of guys, you go to their house and it's dirty and it don't smell nice. Because I always go and put those plug-ins, those scented oil plug-ins, and I'll put them all over my house. So, because the moment somebody hit the door in your house, they smell whatever smells in there coming from outside, they do. So you don't want your house smelling like feet and butter and behind and dirty clothes or whatever else. You want somebody to smell something good when they hit your door. So that's what I would do. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, they would be highly impressed with how I had my house or how I kept it clean. Shoot, I made sure every week to oil my furniture and, you know, vacuum and clean the bathroom, do all that stuff I'm supposed to do. Make sure it's not cluttery, because I just have a bad thing about a dirty house. That's why I couldn't be with a dirty woman. So then one time this friend of mine, I went to her house, and this girl had toys all over the place with her kids. She only had one kid. She had the house just a trash. And I was sitting there just feeling awkward, like, why am I sitting in here? Because in my opinion, when it comes to women, if they can't keep their house clean, they don't keep other places clean. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, I believe in investing in your house. Men, invest into your house first. Like, get your stuff straight. Get your stuff in order. Take care of that. Then, yes, it's okay to buy clothes, but like as Gabriella was saying, buy clothes within your income level. If you're making $30,000 a year, then you need to buy clothes at that level. I believe in, like, every time I've, every income level I've ever gotten to, I shop at that. I can't really say I shop at that level because I still kind of keep my clothes just to where they need to be. Because I'm so invested my money in other things. Like when I finally had started getting some little income from the YouTube thing, I didn't go trick that money off and say, oh, I'm going to trick in money now because I'm getting a little extra outside of my paycheck. I turned it right back into investing into, like I said, one of the biggest projects was my website. You know, I had to pay some money for that all the way around. Now, a lot of brothers, you know, they talk about stuff, but they don't want to do it. And I say, no, we need to start owning our own stuff. But you got to stop tricking your money off to start doing that. You know, which I talked to a brother today about my website, and he said he was finished doing the coding on it, and he said he was going to send me, you know, what I asked him to redo on it or whatever. But that's coming very shortly. And it did cost me a little money to get that going. But what if I took all that money and said, oh, look all this money I got, and I'm tricking it off. I'm going to buy expensive dinners. I'm going to buy Jordans. I'm going to put rims on my exterior. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of investing the money where it needs to be, you cannot be a boss, fellas, if you're a trick. You're either going to be a trick or a boss. Which one are you going to be? That's the key. If you're a trick, you're going to have low-level females. If you're a boss, you're going to get some higher-level females. Now, do you agree with that statement, Ms. Gabriella?
Well, of course. Even if those women that they might look really nice, but they're still not going to be the kind of woman that you could make a family with, because their only concern is going to be what can they get from you. So,
but see, it's good. Those type of women are great. You know why I say those kind of women are great? They want to get something out of you. Because since you know they no good, you can play them real easy. Make them think they can get some money out of you. Have them doing everything but turn it, spin on their head, and then you cut them loose. And they feel like they're stupid. They what you give trying to be with me for my money.
So then how would you do that then? How would you do that? How would you flip it on them?
How you flip it on them? Whatever I'm looking for at the time, get it out of them. Why do you think they gonna get something out of me?
Okay. But some of them kind of have this thing like they want a flat rate payment before they do anything.
You get a flat rate, get out.
The smart ones, you know, well, the ones that were like, okay, well, I'll do this, but you got to pay me $100 first, or you got to take me out to dinner first. They'll try to say something.
That's why I ain't got to do nothing. But see, that comes to all that head that you got to have that gift of gab, too. Because them women, you get in their head enough, you have them thinking you're going to do something. And they keep thinking, he going to do this and he going to do that. But you ain't about to do nothing. They say, chick, you about to get played because you trying to play me. I'm all for dudes playing gold diggers. Play them. Play them and get everything you want out of them and then cast them to the side. Don't feel bad at all. Because that's what they're going to do to you. So you might as well get them first. Just remember, sure, women are better crooks, though. So you got to be on top of your game a little bit harder, fella.
Mm-hmm.
They lie real well.
Well, they do. Much better than men.
Oh, I know
that. Because I think you made a video about that on YouTube before, how women are better liars. And it's unfortunate, but it's true. Because women are better at covering their tracks than men are. Because men will do stuff real. They'll make it really obvious when they're doing something.
Yeah, because I just think in general it's not meant for men to be liars. I just don't think that about men. I mean, because when you're doing something out of character or out of who you are, you can't do it right.
Because
think about it. You can go back to the old story from the Bible. That doggone Eve tried to lie and get all kind of trouble, but she was lying from way back then. And that's supposed to be the mother of women, Eve. So there you go. You laughing, but then women will take lies to the grave. They'll be believing their own lie and have you believe in their lie. Like my baby mama, she's a pathological liar and a manipulator. It took me some years to learn her. It really did, because she was good. She could make you believe some stuff, and she would lie to you with a straight face and not bat an eye. And now I sit back and think about that at the age I am now. I said, man, I wish I could go back. Like, had that old DeLorean from Back to the Future and go talk to myself. I was a stupid somebody. I was so stupid. That's why I try to tell you guys, don't be like me. I was stupid. So stupid. Believing some of the lies that girl was telling me.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? She said, you know what this girl used to do? When she used to, when she wanted, like, check this out. I'm at work, okay? I'm making money. I'm out making money. I'm not playing around. This girl would call me on my phone and say she's sick. And I'm like, you know, you sick? What's going on? You know? And so I had to call work, get somebody to come out and relieve me. So they had to leave, basically leave their house and come out while I was there to relieve me so I can go home to see what was going on. I get home, she all dressed up. I said, what's wrong with you? I thought you were sick. Oh, no, I'm feeling a little better. I'm going to go out now to the movies. And I would look at her. I mean, that's the kind of stuff she would pull. But on the phone, she'd be all, you know, oh, I'm sick and I don't feel well and this and that and the third. You know, because she had got sick like one good time. And so I was thinking, oh, she was having, you know, like a relapse or something. You know, just me being me until I finally put my foot down. So she said, I'm sick. I said, oh, well, call the hospital. I said, if the ambulance will pick you up. I said, if you're at the hospital, I'll leave work. I said, until then, I'm not leaving. Oh, she got pissed off then. I mean, see, that woman right there had made me become not really mean, but made me sharpen my nails at women real quick. That way, when I got away from her, women couldn't pull nothing with me. It's like I kind of seen it all. How they lie, how they connive, how they, you know, run game, how they try to act like they know everything, how they actually want you to be their little lap dog and do everything they say do, and definitely want your wallet open.
True.
Oh, yeah, I know it's true. My thing is, these women talking about they're independent and everything, but yeah, they sure want a man's money.
Oh, yeah. Those were the same. Those same ones running around talking about, I got my own, I'm independent. What's that song? They'll be singing Miss Independent and all this kind of stuff. And yet, they're sitting there depending on a man to pay every single bill that they have. So basically, to me, independent is if you are living on your own, paying your own bills with your own money from your own job, not relying on another human being for anything.
But what I don't get and I don't understand is why being quote unquote independent is supposed to be an accolade. That's what you're supposed to do. When you're born, your parents or parents teach you to walk so you can walk independently of other people. They teach you how to pee and poop so you can pee and poop independently of other people. They teach you how to eat so you can eat independently of other people. So should I get an accolade because I can eat on my own and poop on my own and walk on my own? Why do I need an accolade for that? That's something that you're supposed to do. So I don't get why these women say, I'm independent. I can pay my own bills. That's what you're supposed to do. You don't get a prize for doing what you're supposed to do. And taking this, I'm a strong, independent woman. No, you're not. You're weak and dependent.
Mm-hmm.
Every female I've ever seen that told that I'm strong and independent, no, they've been the weakest women. They'd be the biggest ones on welfare. But were they strong and independent? I bet you that one with the 15 kids, the one that said, y'all, somebody supposed to take care of all my kids, I bet you she's strong and independent too.
No more.
You remember that woman?
Oh, yeah. I was actually I looked at that video for Kicks the other day.
Say for Kicks?
Yeah, for Kicks. Because I was talking to one of my friends on the phone and we were joking about it. We were like, man, you know what? Let me just go and get pregnant so I don't have to work for the rest of my life. Wouldn't that be fun? And then we were just joking about it. Because women like that, they get paid for nothing. You sit around, you got a PlayStation 3, you got a flat screen TV on your wall, designer clothes,
That's a lie. I got to stop you with I got to stop you on them clothes part. Them chicks are City Trends and Rainbow clothes. They ain't shopping in no designer clothes. That's the Hood Rat Hangout, City Trends and Rainbow. And it's nothing against City Trends and Rainbow.
I shop at Conway and TJ Maxx. I'm cheap. They have a thrift store too, because I was the reason why I shop at stores like that. And I don't, although I could afford to shop at more expensive stores if I want to, I was raised by family members, or, you know, by families that taught me how to save my money. So, I mean, even to this day, as much, you know, my family is pretty successful, but we will still, like on Saturday morning, get up and say, oh, we're going to the thrift store. Everybody will get excited and we'll start and we'll go. You know? So there's nothing wrong with not spending a lot of money on clothes.
Oh, no, we never shopped in a thrift store. Oh, no. Wow, we got to go somewhere new. Like, but I remember when Ross and Marshalls finally opened up, boy, I mean, that was just like the store. You know what I'm saying? Now, I shop at different places now. Every once in a while, if I need some house clothes, I'll go to Ross and go get it and everything. But for the most part, I got certain clothes like I like. Like, recently, I started liking them Hilfiger jeans. I mean, because, like, it's the way they fit on me. Cause like the old navy jeans, they have a certain type of fit, so I'm like, I can't really wear them as much as I used to. So now I like the heel figures work out perfectly, you know. But like I said, I rather spend money on clothes. So I'm the type of person, I can buy a pair of pants, it'll last me 3-4 years, literally. I'm not hard on my clothes. Same thing on my shoes. I ain't bought no shoes since 2010. Real talk, no tennis shoes. I bought 3 pairs that year, and I ain't bought nothing since.
Well, I can't do that because I do a lot of walking.
No, I mean I go work out and everything. I got like this older pair of Jordans I had back from 2009. I use them, and they still in good condition. I just don't tear my shoes up. I've always been like that. I don't go stepping in the mud. I don't go stepping in the water. You know, I just don't do that. That's why I was thinking about getting them, because I can get a hookup on them Kanye West shoes. I was thinking about getting them, but I wouldn't pay the price they pay for it, trust me. But, you know what I'm saying? And them shoes will last me for a long time. But here recently, I was saying that, man, I need to, it's time me go buy a few suits. I need some suits, because your brother likes 3-piece suits. I love dressing up in a suit and tie. That's one of my favorite things. Now, that's what these men need to start putting on. What's happening? What's wrong with brothers wearing suit and ties? If you want to act like you got some money, why don't you put on a suit and tie? People think you got money then. Think about it. Get a suit and tie. Think about it. Get a suit and tie. Rent you an Infiniti. I mean, like what? Maybe a G35 or something like that. Then people think you got some money if you're going to fake it. You get what I'm saying? Because you come out in them Jordans and everything, you're just a cop magnet. A limo tent on the front windows and wonder why the cops pull you over. Man, he's messing with me, man. Like, come on.
Exactly. The same people run around whining about the cops. Then you look suspicious if you're driving downtown or you're driving around and you got a fancy car and fancy clothes, and you live in a low-income area. People are going to think you might be one of them dope boys, because realistically, how are you going to be able to afford any of that stuff?
Yeah, and you're on the corner all day. But you know, nigga, out here we getting money out here, nigga. That's all they say. Like, what money are you getting? I mean, it's a little money you get from your dope sales. You got to go buy more dope, so you're not going to keep the money long. Then the cops catch you. They're going to take half of that money and then bring the other half to the police station. When they do catch you with the dope, they're not going to, you know, cops don't bring all that money to the police station, please. I know dudes that told me that, them stories. I ain't talking about criminals. I'm talking about dudes, those cops. Told me how a lot of those cops get down.
I'm not surprised. I would.
They only make $30,000 a year around that. I mean, only time they start making money is they get up to detective and, you know, captain. That's when they really start making that money. But if they just a regular cop, they don't make no money. I mean, how else they gonna get their money? Cops is the worst gang out here.
Oh yeah, like that's a different story for a different day. But there's a lot of crooked cops out there. So
Yeah, yeah.
Considering they don't make a lot of money, that's not a shock.
But the thing is, like I said, we were talking about, you know, they basically like to go after those guys that's walking around, like you say, trying to be all flashy, putting these, you know, some of these guys still going by grills. They're actually still going by grills, believe it or not.
I thought those went out.
Nope. They got guys that actually still go over there. Well, it's not Sharptown Mall anymore. It's called, what mall is it called now? Mall of America or something. It was old Sharptown Mall. They still go buy grills at Sharptown Mall.
I thought those went out in the 2000s, but people still wearing them, I guess.
Nah,
I mean,
I've seen
like one cute person do it, but this guy was real, real hood, and he was from the Deep South, so I wasn't, you know, I didn't even have anything bad to say about him. I was like, oh, I guess that's culture. But
that's not culture. I'm in Houston. That's not culture. That's stupidity. Sure, that's his culture, ain't mine.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make a bit of sense. You know, it's like that. Don't. A lot of people got this weird view of the South. Everybody got a weird view of the South is this, the South is that. No, there's certain areas of the South is like that. Like Atlanta, that's the epitome of hood rat and thug kingdom. Atlanta, I get that, okay? New Orleans, kind of the same way. Okay, well, like I said, I ain't got nothing against any of the people in those cities. I don't. I'm just talking about this, what comes out of it. Now, Houston, we got our own stuff here, too, Third Ward, Fifth Ward. But other than, if you stay out of Third Ward and Fifth Ward, you're all right. Or if you go to the other surrounding areas, then you'll be all right. I mean, well, certain places, you know, like maybe around Pasadena, Baytown, stuff like that. You know, I mean, you don't want to go to some of them areas, you know, too. But, I mean, it's not as bad. Now, back home, it's bad. It is bad back home. Like, I'm from Port Arthur. You know what I'm saying? You know PMC Bun B from Port Arthur? I'm from there. Mm-hmm. It's horrible. Now, you want to talk about stunting for broke hoes? That's the king place of it. These guys will be up in the old Cutlass, the old Lincoln Town cars, all that stuff. On 22s. You know what I'm saying? They love to go to Rent-A-Tire. That's their spot, Rent-A-Tire. Because you can go get them rims and you pay the payments on it. And they be lined up. And they have their hood wraps with their lace front weave in their head. Looking like a Klingon from Star Trek.
Boy.
And they think they cute with that stuff on. They think they cute. And I'm like, why these females just don't come to Houston? Get that sewn-in weave you pay about $300 for them to do over here? About $300. Why don't they get that? That way, they might be able to pull their weave out.
So they have them, I don't know how many videos I've seen where it looked like they'll be getting in a fight, look like they're raining weave or something. It looks disgusting. Tracks spilling out, and then by the time the fight is over, they're over there looking like
bald-headed niggas.
Yeah, bald-headed, basically. They got patches missing in their hair short, all messed up, fried out.
Is that weed make them look like they got some doggone alopecia or what?
I don't know, because I do my own hair. I use glue even, but my hair has not fallen out. It's actually gotten longer and thicker, but they just don't do it correctly. They go and get some little... They get their friend Cleta to sew it in or to glue it in for them, and then they rip it out. That's basically why. Or they'll sit there and they'll try to, they'll be like, because I heard some women talk about how, oh, if you leave the perm in for a long time, it'll work better. And so they'll sit there, it'll be past the point where you're only supposed to leave it in for a certain amount of time. They'll sit there and leave it in until it's burning and stinging. They got chemical burns in their head.
What chemical burn? Hold on. Chemical burns from what? Leaving that weave glue in too long?
No, perm.
They actually leave the perm in the chemical state too long?
Yeah, they let the perm sit in their hair for a long time. Because I was at the hair shop before, and the girl was like, oh, it's burning. We need to rinse this out. And she was like, no. It's just burning. Like, the more it burns, it's a good thing.
Wow.
So you need to leave it in there. Well, your hair will be straight. And that's why their hair is as thin as a piece of paper.
So they say the hair crack can long if it's burning you, it's good.
Basically, if it burns, it's good. That's how some of them are, and they'll sit there and put. So I don't know what kind of weave people use that makes their hair fall out. Honestly, I don't, because I have all my edges. I've been wearing weave for years. I do it myself because I don't trust anybody else with my stuff. But they'll sit there and get it sewn in so tight because they want to, and they'll weave it in for like 3-4 months because they can't afford it really. But they'll do it anyway. That's one thing. But see, that's, I mean, we're getting all men about spending money, but women spend money on stupid stuff too.
Oh, yeah. I can honestly say, yeah, they do. And weave is one of them. Them females can't afford nothing, but they all of them got weave. You notice that?
Oh, yeah. It'll be a really bad weave, but they'll still have one in nonetheless.
It's horrible. Like, how these females look with their weave. Like, it's like, trust me, I've seen so many videos. I've posted so many videos of these females with weave. And, I mean, it's just like when that... It just trips me out when their weave comes out. They are bald-headed. And they're spending money on this stuff every day. I mean, it's like you're on Section 8 welfare, but you got a head full of weave. I think the doggone welfare people need to follow them women around. They see them in the stores buying weave, they need to cut them off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the real talk, they do. I mean, they got weave, but their kids don't have clothes. And don't have shoes. But they got weave in their head. They'll take they'll take their child support. Ooh, my child support paying me, and I'm gonna go buy me some some clothes and get my weave, get my hair did, and everything else.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it before too. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I sent you a picture on Facebook too about the girl with her hair, her new shoes, and her nails done. I was like, oh, my child support check just came in.
I remember seeing that picture, and it's like, it made me mad because I pay child support, you know what I'm saying? And it's just like, when I see that, I just get mad and say, ooh, these whores. I say, they just sit there and just take this money and supposed to be for those children. Look, like I told mine, I say, look, I don't care what you do with the money. I really don't care, okay? I say, as long as I see my son with shoes, clothes, and the things he's supposed to have, I'm good. I have no issue with you whatsoever. I really don't. I said, but when you getting stuff and he don't have, that's when I got a problem. And 9 times out of 10, these women spending money, like I say, on makeup, hair, clothes, all that. And all that to get some dude. Just like I said, so they just as bad as these cats buying Jordans.
It's a shame, too. It really is. I mean, we always talk about men wasting money, but, I mean, the women do it just as much, if not more. So.
Oh, okay. What's the number one thing they waste money on then?
Hair, nails, clothes, shoes.
Okay.
Purses.
But what's the main thing? What's the main thing? Like, the thing you say, okay, the number one thing they spend money on?
Hair.
Hair. Mm-hmm. And why they spend so much money on hair?
Because you know how they say, well, hair is a woman's crown and glory. So, you know, if your hair is nice, that's I guess that's just a symbol of beauty or something like that. Because I mean, women will be tore up. I can't tell you, like, I can't tell you how many times I've seen it. Women will have a nice, long, beautiful, luxurious 25 inches of Indian hair in their head. Curled up and styled nice. But then they'll be walking around with crusty stuff in their eyes, dry up saliva on their mouth, some baggy pajamas from last night, and some Ugg boots. Some little busted down Ugg boots. And they'll be walking around thinking they're cute just because their hair is nice. I don't know why, but that's what they do.
It don't make a bit of sense. It really don't make a bit of sense. Like I said, I just don't get it. And they had this, oh, man, I was going to post. Matter of fact, that's going to be on Ratchet Video Weekly, Episode 9, the woman with the longest weave. Oh, you're going to have to see that Friday. Oh, you're going to have to see that. This woman got weave almost on the floor. And it's all weave. And she's twirling that weave. And, you know, what is it with them females with weave? They want to be just touching it so much. And, oh, boy, they just feel like they superwoman when they have weave in. And when you knock the weave out of their head, they don't feel like they're superwoman anymore. They feel like this, I don't know. Like, what's up with that?
I'm looking at the video now.
Oh, you see what I'm talking about?
I'm looking at it. It looks stupid. Looks like a drag queen, actually. But,
No, not the one I'm talking about when the drag queen.
No, I'm saying, why would you walk around with your hair that long? That's not even cute.
Yeah, but it's ratchet. Trust me, it's so ratchet. It's not even funny. And these same females too, you know, you get they love to spend all this money. They get in a relationship with a man, and they want to be spending his money too, all his money, on some stupid junk. And that's what I don't get. That's what I tell the dude. You see this chick being an overspender, you better not get in a relationship with her because she's gonna do the same thing to your money. Because she has no limit with herself, for what you know what she's going to do. So you said now hair, okay. You said clothes, right? Now, what's the purpose of buying all these clothes?
Just to attract a man, basically. Because I've seen women that'll sit there and they will spend their last dime on them clothes. Like you'll see girls sitting there on the phone talking about they need to make a payment arrangement, but they'll be dressed out from head to toe. And they do that, they dress that way because they hope that they can get a man to pay for their own bills, basically. They know the nicer they look, the more money they can get.
That's sad, though. That's sad. It's like, you know, I think even though these dudes spend a lot of money, don't get me wrong, they really do, but I'm just like these females is just crazy. Now I'm reading this comment and this one dude says my limit is under $50. He said I price out before I go out. Besides, I like the 2 for $20. And the purpose of the date is to get to know you, not go broke. As one guy said on Facebook. And that's the truth. I mean, shoot. Ain't nothing wrong with a woman going Dutch. What's wrong with going Dutch? What's wrong with saying, you know what? If you pay for dinner, I pay for the movie. Or if you pay for dinner, I pay for the gas money. Something.
Mm-hmm.
At least make the dude feel like, okay, well, she's trying to tip in. You know, she's just not trying to take. Or then they got some of these women to tell a dude, oh, I only go to certain type of restaurants. And I'm like, you only go to a certain kind of restaurant. I say, well, I'm not the guy for you.
Well, who are you? That's my thing. This would be a woman that, I mean, that's honestly really tacky, especially in today's economy, because, I mean, it's okay to take someone to somewhere nice. But, like, I mean, for example, you can go to, like, the Marriott and, you know, go down there and get a lunch over there. It's kind of expensive. It's like $15 for a burger, but still, it's still pretty decent. But I wouldn't, but some of these women are like, oh, well, if a man can't take me to the finest restaurant in town, then he can't take me anywhere. Like, I had someone tell me that this guy offered to take her to some little fish fry place, and he said it was really good fish, and you know, the woman said she likes seafood. So he said, okay, well, I'll take you to, you know, this little fish fry place. It's not that expensive. The food's pretty good. She was like, no, I don't want to go there. I was like, it didn't make any sense because why do people feel that they're entitled to getting treated, you know, having someone spend a lot of money on them, especially if you don't deserve it? Because a lot of the times, first dates don't even, that's not even, that's not even any type of insurance that you'll ever see that person again. Some people might be trying to get a free meal out of you.
See, I don't know. It's like, I just never, now that's one thing I have never been through with people. It's because I've been real good at just weeding people out. It's like, I believe in talking to a person a little bit. You know, you talk to them a little bit and you start asking them certain questions, you can weed out what they own. Because my thing is this, what's wrong with going to Starbucks? And getting like a pastry and a coffee and talking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what's wrong with going to chill at a bookstore or something? Or what's wrong with going, you know, shoot, just riding around town a little bit and talking, you know, just you know, or sitting at some sort of, you know, nice spot. Like, for instance, where I'm at, you know, I live by the water, so what's wrong with going, you know, to the boardwalk or something and just walking around the boardwalk? We can get a little something to eat at the boardwalk, but what's wrong with just chilling and talking, getting to know each other over there? I mean, we don't have to go to the sushi spot.
But that actually sounds really nice. Like, I don't understand. I really wish people would start going back to that. A lot of people, they want to spend a lot of money on dates, but some of the nicest dates are the ones where you just, where you'll say, okay, well, we're going to go to the dollar movie. After that, we're going to go for a walk in the park. After that, maybe we can go to the paddle boat thingy. And none of those things are really expensive. Or you could have a picnic or anything. You know, people don't even want to talk anymore. They act like that's some type of barbaric practice or something. You know, like if you said you want to get to know someone, they're like, what? What do you mean? You know me. What do you mean you want to get to know me?
And the thing is, the what I find is people don't know, men and women don't know how to court each other anymore. They really don't. I mean, they know how to create things to do to try to improve. My thing is, I don't want to spend money on you. I want to spend time with you. It's about the time. That way I get to know you as a person. I want to know you, period. Like when I was dating my wife, we would go out and do things, but it was things to get to know each other. I mean, like sometimes we'd go to Starbucks and chill. You know what I'm saying? Or sometimes, you know, we'll go to the park and sit down and just look at the water or go feed the ducks and stuff like that. You get what I'm saying? I mean, people don't want to do that anymore because everything is like a microwave mentality. I mean, you want it right now, right now, right now. Hurry up. And things take time in relationships. That's what people don't understand. So you just tricking off your money don't mean you're going to get to know this woman. Yeah, her belly full or whatever. And let's say best case scenario for a guy is he going to get something at the end of the night, but you still don't know the woman. They even got people in marriages like that. You got a wife that you still don't know because you just give her things. You give her diamonds. You give her purses. You give her this. You give her that. You give your money to these women, but you don't get to take the time to get to know them.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's best, to get to know a person when you're broke, when you don't have money, because mm-hmm. you don't have that option. You have to create ways to spend time with each other.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's wrong with saying, you know what, I'm going to make food at home today, we're going to go to Redbox, get a couple of movies, you know, and shoot, come back and chill. That's what we're going to do. What is wrong with that?
Don't do that.
I mean, nothing wrong with it. It's like, to me, it's like, that's why you would ask a woman and say, what do you want to do? And she say, I'm just cool chilling at the house. I'm like, perfect, because you still can do something nice at the house. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you could be at the house, but you can do like a candlelight dinner or something at the house. You know, you can go I'm going to the liquor store. Anyway, let me see, got a call coming in. Let me see. Eric Cole 469, you on the show?
Mr. Man, it's Human Paradox, man. How you doing, brother?
I'm okay. How you doing, brother?
Oh, good. Good to speak to you as always. I was just I just tuned into the show. You talking about women today, huh?
I'm talking about women and men. Don't, you know, spending too much money on, you know, just things, you know, not knowing how to court each other in relationships. We're talking about that. You know, talking about how dudes just trick too much money off, how dudes just trick these days. They trick. I mean, certified trick. That's all they do.
I know firsthand what you're talking about, man, because I work with guys like that. And for me, and, you know, I'm just speaking from my experience, man, as we all know, women know pretty quick if they're going to deal with you or not.
Mm-hmm.
And no amount of steak dinners and fancy gifts is likely to sway a woman. I mean, I've dated, you know, high maintenance chicks, you know, But if they really like you, they don't even care. Even those kind of chicks, if they really like you and they're not trying to break your pocket, even those kind of chicks don't care about that. So to me, it's a red flag. I mean, like, you know, if I meet a woman and on the first date she talking about, you know, I want to go to Morton Steakhouse or some fancy place, like, that's a red flag. And I think, what men have to understand is that women sort of define themselves by material possessions, by things, you know. And I think men and women, they both get frustrated with each other because we try to think, we don't think like, you know, men need to think like women and women need to think like men. And stop thinking on your own accord, because what we want, what we desire, is totally different. Like when I meet a woman who's 30 plus years old, and she's still talking about, you know, why do guys, they want sex? Like, come on, you 30 years old, and you don't get it. Like, this is how men are. You know, it should be no. So if you 19 years old, I understand, but if you're in your 30s and above, you should know how men work. And you're not going to change men, and men are not going to change women. But I think you can do things to protect yourself from getting victimized, you know, by people that are seeking to destroy you, you know. So that's kind of what I think. So.
Yeah. I mean, you're totally right about that. I mean, it's people need to know exactly where they stand and what they want out of life. And period,
right.
Male and female. That's how I feel, because when I came into any situation with a woman, I already knew what I wanted and what I didn't want right off the bat.
Absolutely.
And I had no problem conveying that message to her. Listen, this is what I'm about. This is what I want. Relationship, no, I'll just be your homeboy, whatever I was at in that particular mindset. But, you know, like I said, when I met the wife and everything, I wanted a relationship. And I let that woman up front. That way, if you didn't, I was going to say, you know, hey, chuck the deuce and let you go do what you got to do, because I'm not mad at it.
But let me ask you this. But think about this. Women are mostly guilty, but men are too. How often do we get with people and we know the deal up front, but we choose to do it, whether it's the challenge of it or the person is really attractive or the person has, a great career or something, and you think you're going to mold this person into, you know, what you want. And, it, you know, if that happens, then it's shame on you, because, you know, you knew the situation. But too often we see these things up front. We see that people, like you were talking about, you were in a situation where you were looking for a girlfriend. But what a lot of dudes would do is meet a chick that's not ready for a relationship and then try and convince her, you know, that she needs to be in one. So, you know, shame on that person if they don't follow their instincts.
Well, Ms. Gabrielle, let me ask you a question. Have any guys tried to mold you when you didn't want to be molded?
Yeah.
Of course.
That's one of my biggest turnoffs, actually, because right now my main goal is to work on myself. There's a lot of things in me that need to change. And I don't want to go into too many details, but it's probably going to be at least a year until I'll be able to, like, I can get in a relationship, but it wouldn't be healthy and it wouldn't last. And so, you know, I tell these people up front, like, number one, I don't know you.
Absolutely.
And I don't consider myself knowing someone until 6 months to a year. And even then, no matter how much time you spend with someone, you have to show that you are really going to be there for me. And it's so many different things that play into it. It's, are you going to be a good support system? Are we moving in the same direction? Do we want the same things? You know, can I trust you? Are you going to be a good candidate for a husband or a father? You know, there's so many things that I'm looking for. And that kind of relationship takes a long time to build. It's not something that, like, I'm not in high school anymore. I can't sit there and have some guy, we start texting and say, okay, I like you, you like me, all right, let's get together. It doesn't work that way.
Steve Harvey, who I'm not an advocate of as far as dating advice, The guy's been married multiple times. But he said something profound in that he said that women make the mistake of they go out with a guy one time on the first date, and if fireworks aren't – I'm paraphrasing, of course. But if fireworks aren't flying, then she writes the guy off. And I think that's a good point that you made. I mean, I think too often what women do is they subscribe to the fairy tale. And if the guy's not making butterflies in their stomach immediately, then she thinks to herself, well, this guy's not the one. When in mm-hmm. fact, what she needs to do is try and build some kind of foundation of friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And I know women know pretty quickly, as men do, if you're going to be interested in somebody. But I still think people need to take more time to get to know each other. I mean, how often have we been, and we're all, you know, mostly everybody's guilty at some point. You get with somebody and several months down the road, you're like, damn, I really don't know this person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's because it's the instant gratification. And, you know, that's one of the biggest problems with Americans. I mean, it's why people don't save and invest their money. People go out and spend, especially this time of year, you know, tax return. People going to be at the shopping mall, right? Everybody subscribes to these fad diets instead of going to the gym. Like you, Miss Gabriella, you know, you take care of your body.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't do that. I mean, everybody wants instant, and it transfers to your dating life. People want instant mm-hmm. gratification, and I'm guilty. I raise my hand. I've done it. I'm sure you guys have at some point in your life, and I think
everybody has.
I think that's a dynamic of dating that has to change. It just has to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we get back to courting.
I just got out of a relationship that lasted for a long time, and then I realized, like, I didn't want to repeat the same thing because after 4 years, I sat there and was like, I don't even know this person, really.
Absolutely.
And it was weird because we would spend hours on the phone. And every single time we were together, it felt like it was right. But
right.
as I got older, I realized that we don't want the same thing. And,
right.
you know, he's been in this direction, I'm moving in this direction, so it's not going to work. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize that until it's too late. And that's why I stress getting to know the person first, but people don't want to do that.
People don't. You know, it's one of the conundrums of online dating, for instance, is that, you know, here at your fingertips, you have hundreds or thousands of people to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
And people have to make pretty snap decisions but you're basing it on appearance. I mean, obviously, you can write on, if you have a profile or something, you can write on it. But it kind of, especially for women, you know, if you're a woman and you're online dating, you know, you're liable to get hundreds of messages a day. How do you decide? How do you decide this guy over that guy? And
mm-hmm.
it takes away from genuine connections, you know. That's one reason I don't like online dating. It's just what you're saying. I mean,
I can't say that, brother, because I can't say that.
I've done online dating before.
A broken clock is right twice a day. There's always exceptions.
Yeah, I met my wife online.
I understand, but one thing I've seen, and I tried online dating again like a couple of months ago, and you know what I saw? I saw women from 10 years ago that were online dating when I tried to do it then. Because like I'm saying, it's just too difficult, in my opinion, to establish a love connection. Now, there are exceptions. You met your wife online. I know people that are married that met online. But if you go on a mass scale of millions of people, it's very difficult, in my opinion. That's just my opinion.
Well, because a lot of times online, people don't know how to weed them out. Like, I weed you out through conversation.
But how do you weed them out?
Through conversation. That's very easy.
I agree.
Just have a regular conversation with them. That's it.
I agree, but here's what I'm saying. I think it's easier for men because let's just use online dating for example. For the most part, the man has to approach the woman even online. I mean, you know, usually the man is more. No, I know that. Except women send men messages. I know that. But even the most attractive man online, that probably doesn't get a third of the messages that an average woman gets online, because people are just flooding her inbox. Hey, do you agree with me, Ms. Gabrielle?
Yeah, it is, because I gave the online dating thing a try, and I had to close it down because it became a chore. It was like
women get hundreds. Some of you women get hundreds of messages. So for a man it's easier because you know we get to filter easier. But like for a woman, how if you have 100 messages, how do you possibly you can't chat with all those people? Don't be an attractive woman at that. Oh shoot, you don't have every man in
the
city.
That's the thing. Like I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but. You know, I don't need an online dating site. I can easily go outside right now
and
find somebody. But the problem is that you'll get all these messages like, hey, beautiful, hey, gorgeous, hey, sexy, blah, blah, blah. Usually I'll just sit there and delete and block, and that's just the easiest one. But if a man cannot come to me respectfully and say, hey, you know, you're a very beautiful woman, I would like to get to know you, then I just delete it because I don't have time for foolishness. I really don't.
Can I say something about that? The way I've always approached online dating is this. You never tell a woman what you think about her. Never do that.
I don't do that in my personal life. Yeah,
because
I don't do that at all.
The moment you tell her, hey, how you doing? You're beautiful. To me, you're telling her something that everybody already told her already. So what you do, you just say, hey, how you doing? And then you have a conversation. Never in the conversation say, oh, you're pretty, you're this. Of course, you know all that, but you just talking, having a regular conversation with her and whatever. And I found out you keep her interest longer if you just have a regular conversation with her and don't say nothing about, can I get your number? Can I get this? Every chick that I've ever talked to online, 9 out of 10, they gave me the number. I never asked.
Right.
Because I made sure to engage her in conversation enough to keep her interested.
My dad taught me, and I'll let y'all, talk. I don't want to hold the line up. But my dad told me when I was young, I'm talking about like a teenager. My dad was a Marine. My dad said, you know what, son? The prettier a girl is, the less compliments and less attention you pay to her looks, because she hears it. She hears it every day. And the guy that she's going to choose ultimately is not going to be the guy that's all sappy and flooding her with compliments. It's going to be a guy that somewhat is a challenge, a guy that's not going to be at her every beck and call. And I learned that. I learned that at a young age. So, so what you're saying, I agree with you. I think especially if a dude wants an attractive – I see with attractive women, how many times you been out, brother, and you see a pretty chick and – every dude trying to holler at her. Oh, baby, look at that ass. Are you so? And very rarely does that guy get anywhere with that chick. Very rarely.
Nope. They usually don't. Like
right.
I say, it just to me, like, my approach
you
is.
You better off ignoring her than doing that.
Well, see, my approach to women has always been this. Talk to them like they're human beings. And that's the best route to go with them. And then, you got to be like. When I talk to women, I listen. I actually listen to them. I'm not staring at them. I'm listening to them. That way I can hear what they're saying. I know what my next question is going to be, or I don't know how to respond. Because women love to talk. Let them talk. They're giving you information what to say back. I don't see how dudes
sure
don't know how to engage conversation with women. If you listen, they'll tell you. And all you got to do is find out what they interest or they like. You get what I'm saying? So, for instance, let's say if you're talking to a chick that got kids, for instance.
Right.
So you'd be like, y'all talking or whatever. And so you got children? Oh, yeah, I got this. I say, really? I say, what grade are they in? Oh, this. And I say, well, I have a child.
Uh-huh.
And you can start talking about kids, school, grades. You can go into so many of the conversations just off of what they say. Oh, they talking about their job. They talking about their friend. They talking about their problems or this and that. And it's so easy. But a lot of guys don't want to take the time to do that. That's called getting to know them.
The less that a woman sees that you're trying to get in her panties, the more likely she is to want to you to actually do so.
Yep.
I think men, especially black men, are just way too thirsty.
Oh yes, they are. Oh yes, they are. They are horrible. And I'm gonna tell you a true story. This is a true story. I'm not trying to say it too loud though. They had this chick that I was cool with, okay? And she kept, like, I was, like, how I'm telling you, I was talking to her, I said, I'll just be your friend, whatever. I ain't trying to fool with you like that, whatever. We just be friends. Just because I would talk to the chick, listen to her problems, whatever, talk to her, that, just like that. That chick pursued me, and she wouldn't stop.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and she's like, any other guy would have came and done something and said, you don't. I said, no. I said, I'm just not thirsty for women like that. I don't have to be.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm not caught up on women like that. I mean, come on, why?
Gabrielle, do you agree with us?
Yeah. I actually find it's a complete turnoff. Let's say if I'm texting a guy and they'll be saying stuff like, have I ever told you how beautiful you are? You're so beautiful. Good morning, beautiful. Good morning, sexy. I love you. All that thirsty stuff gets on my nerves. I'm like, can we just have a conversation?
Right.
Because
and black men, like...
It's annoying.
I'm sorry. I thought you said something. I'm sorry.
I mean, it's annoying the way that these guys are these days. Because you can't... A woman can't walk down the street without having people, like, damn near about to break their neck trying to stare at them or honking horns, yelling out of their car, you know, them and a whole pack of their friends will come up and try to swarm you. It's annoying.
Right. I agree with you. And I just think, especially black men, that's why we need fathers around, because fathers can teach. See, black men grow up listening to their mother, and their mother say, oh, you got to wine and dine her and bring her roses. And these are not things that get young black men, the woman at the end of the day. That's why you see women with the jerks and the drug dealers and bad boys, especially in your late teens and early 20s. That's why you see that a lot, because those dudes don't be thirsty for women. They got women throwing themselves, and they could care less. So that confidence, you know, women are attracted to. And I just think men, particularly black men, have to learn how to be less thirsty.
Yeah, it's power.
You don't always have to answer the phone on the first ring. If you're not busy, make it seem like you have a life and you're busy. All that stuff works.
See, you know, I never even did that much either. Like, say, I'm purposely not talk to her. I just text you. That was my thing. Text you. I'm like, hey, what's up? You know, or 9 out of 10, they'll text you. And they're like, hey, what's going on? I'll talk all damn text. Won't pick up the phone. I won't do it.
But even that, if you're single and a woman texts you, you don't have to hit her back that second.
Well, no, a lot of times I'm busy, but if I'm sitting around the house,
exactly,
I ain't doing nothing. Yeah, I text you. It doesn't matter. I answer you when I'm ready. If I'm busy, I'm not going to stop my day just to text you. That's just not going to happen.
But that's what I'm saying. Brothers will do that. That's what I'm saying. That's the problem.
I'm not going to blow up the chick phone all day and see what she's doing. No, I'm not doing that. You know, see, every time I had talked to most of women, I always got on a level with them that we were friends.
Right.
So, because I'm a firm believer of, no, I'm going to be your friend first. I'm not about to go jump into a relationship with you. So when I'm your friend first, I'm not really chasing you down. We just friends. That's it.
And that takes her wall down.
Yeah, because she can be herself and I can be myself. When you try to go into a situation, just, oh, I'm trying to get in a relationship, then you need to be in fake. You're going to be fake.
Absolutely.
About something.
Right. Right. That's what I've been saying that for years. Yep, you're right. Absolutely.
Some dudes say, well, you may stay in the friend zone. Oh, well, that's a risk I'm willing to take.
But if a woman can see that you don't care either way, you're way more likely to get somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah, that's true. I'm a firm believer of that. Like I said, me and my wife, we started off just as friends. We didn't start off like dating. We were just cool. That's it. And then
how long?
We were friends we hit it off pretty quick as friends, about a month. And then we got to talking, and then once we finally, you know, got with each other and everything, you know, it just took off even better from there. I mean,
that's a beautiful thing, man.
Yeah, because it's like we just had a lot of the same interests. That's the thing. You got to have a woman that has the same interests as you as well. Not your hobbies, but your core values, I'm going to say.
Like religion and all that, right?
Like, yeah, whatever it may be. I mean, your whatever core values you may have, maybe the way you raise kids, maybe the way your outlook on life too. Because you can't be like a go getter and you got a woman that's not. You know, it's like, so my wife is a go getter. I'm a go getter. You know, I believe in hustling and getting my things done. So that was one thing we had in common. You know, we had, you know, a lot in common about kids and the way we raised kids, and we had that in common. You know, we had the same thing in common about how we viewed family. So we had that in common. I mean, the core values, we had the same thing about, you know, religion. We have the same religious, you know, beliefs. So, you know, that's a core value for me. You get what I'm saying? I mean, things that matter. I felt like, okay, any woman I be with, it's not going to be your money, my money. It's going to be our money. We're sharing money. Everything going to one pot. She felt the same way. You know, because I dealt in a relationship where your money, my money, that don't work. All that don't work, trust me, does not work. It tears a relationship apart. So she was the same on that. You know, certain things she did as a woman that I like, things I do as a man she liked. So it was just the core things that was important to us. That's why we got together, you know, so quick like we did. And then we already knew we wanted too. I mean, you know, it's like we're not 19 or 20 and still trying to figure it out. You know, we was already setting our careers, you know, stuff like that. So we kind of, you know what I'm saying, you knew what you wanted.
Right. You know what I do when I meet a woman, and this hasn't always been, but I started telling women everything, not everything, but for instance, I'm an atheist, and I tell women that. I tell women my flaws. I'm stubborn, you know, and I just let them know all the good and the bad. And when I first started doing that, I thought that it's going to run women off. But as we all know, women are nurturing, and they think they can fix you and project human paradox, right? So I found that a lot more women embrace me, not just for my problems and the good stuff, but just because I was transparent and I wasn't trying to bullshit them like every other nigga that they meet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, women don't like you doing that. They really don't. At the end of the day, like, these dudes don't realize you tell these females the truth. You tell them the truth. You get more out of them if you just tell them the truth.
Absolutely, absolutely.
That's trauma because, you know, how many times has a guy told a girl, oh, I want to be your man, I want to be your man, and then just so he could get in the bed with her, and then, he, you know, later on he realizes, I'm not really feeling this girl like that. And yet she's over there blowing up his phone and doing all kind of stuff, flying off the handle because she thought she was in a relationship and she's mad. And
yeah, but see, women have the faulty sense of security with that. Because some women think, even in their 30s, I've met women, that if they give you some, they think they're in a relationship with you.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, unless both parties mutually agree, then you're not in a relationship. And women don't need to assume that it's exclusive unless it's stated otherwise. You know, unless it's clearly stated, hey, that, you know, it's just you and I. A lot of women, they just assume, I'm serious, they just assume, hey, we had a good time, we spent the whole weekend together. And I might be the only guy that she's talking to, but she assumes that I'm the only girl she's talking to, even if I didn't tell her that. So I think, you know, women have to do their homework a lot better, and men have to stop being so damn thirsty. You know, it's just crazy.
Yeah, black men, because black men are horrible.
Let me rephrase that.
Black men are horrible. They're so thirsty. They take the rejects of other people's race too. Black men. If a woman of a different race can't get no other man in her own race, you know she can get a black man. No matter how she looks.
Miss Gabrielle, I live in Dallas. When I see brothers, I see these brothers, they be gym rats. Like, the brother be all cut up. You know what I'm saying? Take care of himself. I don't know what his job is. But you see his girl, he got the typical fat white girl with a short bob, I like niggas haircut, 18 earrings in her left ear, tattoo on her calf. You know what I'm talking about? Tattoo on her breast. And you look at him, you look at her like what? Like, dude, you must be unemployed because how the fuck does this happen?
I don't know, man. Like, more, I don't really see that as much. Like, I don't. I see more brothers with Hispanic females.
Really? But you live in Atlanta, right?
No, who, me?
Yeah, where do you live at?
Houston.
Huh? Yeah.
I'm in Houston.
Oh, you're in Houston? I didn't know that. Oh,
yeah.
You're in Houston?
No, I ain't no Atlanta.
Okay.
I'm not in the hood rat capital.
Oh, you know
world.
What I'm thinking of? I'm sorry. I'm thinking of the name I won't say on the show.
Oh, yeah, homeboy. Yeah. I got you.
Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah, he lives in Atlanta.
Yeah, no, I'm Houston.
Yeah. But I see that. And it's crazy, man, because I feel like a white dude told me that once a white girl goes black, she can't come back.
They mean that, too. They mean that, too. They mean, and they know that. That's like a rule in their community. You fool with a black dude, you're done. You are done.
And I've dated all races. I like white women, black women. I don't care. But it's just crazy to me that when I see brothers a lot of times down here, when I see them with other races, the chick don't even be nice looking, man. I don't understand it. When I see white boys with sisters, the sister be like off the chain a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I figure it's because, you know, the white boys, he's a professional, has a good job, so he's able to attract a different type. But these dudes down here, man, shit, it's crazy.
See, it's so bad. But see, I did a video a long time ago about that, and see, I ain't gonna lie, a few sisters didn't like it. And I was like, you know, it's so bad that if a fat white girl can take a decent looking brother, ask, and versus a bad sister, ask why is that question? Why is that? Ask really, think about the logic. It's not that the fat white girl looks so much better over the sister; she don't. And then the white girls ain't got nothing on black women. I say that any day of the week.
Absolutely.
Okay. But slave brothers are so tired of the crap that they say, I'll take a fat white girl over y'all.
But here's the rub though. Here's my thing. And this, any brother listening, if you get you a white girl, date a white girl. Don't date a white girl.
Oh yeah, I know you're talking about. Yeah, don't get a wigger. I know what you're saying.
Don't get a wigger. Don't, please,
yeah.
Don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they're like,
same thing. Same thing with black women. If you go out there, and get you a white boy, don't get you Paul Wall. Get you a real white boy.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, it's the truth. You don't want to date a white girl that's like one of them hood rat females in our community. It's like, I go get one of them. I go get Lakeisha. Why do I want to date you?
In Dallas, you see that a lot. Unless the black dude is an educated professional. And, you know, got it going on. You know, he ain't pulling Becky. In most cases, not from what I see here. I mean, you see it sometimes, but most of the time when I see black dudes with white girls, the white girl is stunningly unattractive.
I don't know. You can get out a little bit more, brother, because they got brothers that's pulling some bad.
No, I get out. Trust me.
But it's the brother, the ones that pull them. It's the ones, the brothers that got you know, that made it, got their paper, got their junk together.
Absolutely.
Whatever.
Absolutely. Like me, I have a college degree. I have a very good job. I'm an underwriter at a bank. You know, so I do see that. But I'm saying too often when it's a black dude and specifically a white woman, the white woman is not someone that white dudes are crying over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like that. I have seen that, but like I said, just me. I've seen more black men with Hispanic women. Now, Ms. Gabriella, have you seen that where you live?
No, it's mostly. I mean, I live in North Carolina, so it's not.
Oh,
there isn't,
yeah,
really a lot of race mixing that I've seen down here.
Oh, there's plenty. Well, I notice in the major cities, I see it more. You know, like Houston.
I see it, but it's just not. But for my age group, it's usually just the black guys with black girls and
right.
White guys.
Now, if you go to L.A., and I've been to L.A. a few times, it's
me
totally
too.
Different.
Oh, yes,
totally
it is.
Different.
Yes,
totally
it
different.
Is.
I'm talking about in Dallas, but in L.A., they love
brothers
out there.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, they do. Oh, yes, they do.
They love brothers out there.
Brothers,
you get you a fine white chick out there easy.
Yeah.
But understand in L.A., you know, a woman that's a dime piece in Houston, she'll get lost in L.A. because everybody's attractive.
That's the truth. That's the truth.
Everybody's walking around with breast implants and veneers in their mouth, and it's just totally image driven. Not a lot of fat people, you know.
Wait a minute. That's a lie because they got one of the premier, and I'm going to tell you about it. They got this club out there called Club Bounce. That's one of the premier BPW clubs out there. And that place be packed. That place be packed full of wall-to-wall niggas. It's packed.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. Because I knew somebody that always went there, and I said, I want to go and see this for myself, but I didn't get to go. But, yeah, I'm serious. It's wall-to-wall packed. It's packed.
I never see that when I go up there. Well, I mean, you see fat people, but not like Houston and Dallas.
It's packed.
I mean, Houston one of the top five.
Not in Houston. It's out there in what was last time? Long Beach area. It's out there.
Oh, in Long Beach.
The chick who owns it, is a white chick, and like I said, you know, she's nice looking. I ain't gonna lie, she is. You know, but yeah. So don't say that. I mean, they just cater to a lot of stuff out there in L.A. I mean, you just see it.
I guess it's where I was hanging out. I just didn't see a lot of obesity going on.
Yeah.
But black men, we gotta do better, you know. And that's why I keep saying we need fathers in the black community. I was lucky. I had a father growing up. My parents are still married. My father pushed for all of us to go to college and be successful, you know, but I know a lot of black dudes don't get that opportunity. So with this matriarchal community that we live in, you know, a lot of them don't have the examples to follow. So they wind up being pussy hounds and, you know, not really accomplishing what they need to accomplish because everything's about women. And then it goes right into what you're talking about, tricking. I mean, really is what it is. That's just my opinion.
So, Ms. Gabriella, what is your thoughts before the show wraps up?
My thoughts on the people.
What?
I mean, because you've been talking about so many things. So,
well, what's your thoughts on the last thing we were talking about? How about that?
The BBW, boy, I don't want to get into that. I like the kid. I was trying to figure out what this chubby chasing craze is going on. Why are people
do you really want to know what that's about?
You know why? Because the fat girls do stuff that some of y'all won't do.
Exactly.
That's why dudes do it. I can't do it. I've been with everybody's been with their share, I guess. I've been with a couple, but. At this point, you know, I got myself together. I don't have to settle for that, but some dudes do.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, the fat, unattractive chicks, they'll do everything that pretty skinny chicks won't do. They just, you know.
I was
actually raised the opposite that, you know, you're supposed to do whatever you can to satisfy your man. I don't want to get into that, but that's
the Well, you may be the outlier, but just you know, on a large scale, I think attractive women feel like, hey, you're lucky to have me, and
yeah.
I don't have to. You know, you prove to me I don't have to prove anything to you. You know, you prove to me that you're worthy, and so they don't go the extra mile a lot of times, just from what I've experienced.
Well, that's true because a lot of these big girls, they can cook, they'll take care of the kids, they'll do everything.
Absolutely,
and
money too.
No, yeah, they give the dudes money, and a lot of them are super free.
Absolutely.
And you know the booty craze, so they already got, a lot of them got that.
Yeah,
so,
but if you got a white, wop, Michelin man body. Like,
but not all of them are built
like
that.
You're overweight, you're supposed to have a big old ass. I mean, duh. I don't know why they're doing that. I got a big booty. Yeah, you 100 pounds overweight. Of course you do.
Yeah, but like that woman with the 8-foot wide hips. My God.
Oh, No, that's not. What's the rule? That's not BBW. They said under 250 pounds is BBW. Anything over 250 is super size.
But you cut her in half. If you cut her in half, she's twice too big. That's how fat she is.
Well, she's 400 something pounds. So technically,
yeah,
you cut her
exactly.
In half.
She's what, 4? What do you weigh? 100 pounds? You said
it's about
She's four of you. Four.
But she's only a couple inches taller than me, though, because I'm 4'10", so, you know.
She's going to die soon. She's going to die in not too long if you don't do something about that. But guess what? She don't have, you know why she don't have the incentive? I think she's married anyway.
She is married.
But
But chicks like that, they don't have the incentive to work out because niggas are so thirsty.
Yes, they do. They will be balking over her still, even how she is.
They will still. Yep.
Yes, they will.
Look good, though.
What?
That doesn't look good to me. I mean, there is actually
Yeah, but see, you don't know how black men think, though. That's the thing. You don't know how black men
think. I understand that. I understand that. But if you're going to be a big woman, at least have a nice, smooth, you know, shape, too. You can't be, like, looking all dimply and look like... I can't even describe the way this woman's legs look.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about on that. Yeah, no, but that's not the norm. That's abnormal. That is very abnormal.
And for all you men out there that aren't successful, that's more motivation to go out there. If you got to go to school, work hard at work, work overtime, save your money, invest your money. Because if you don't want to wind up with a chick that looks like that, you know, you got to make more than $10 an hour. You got to make more than 30 grand a year. I mean, you have to, you really have to step it up. You do. Let's just
Yep. And how you step it up is stop tricking your money.
That's right. That's right.
Start spending your money on your education and
That's right. Invest in yourself. And they will
buy you some furniture, too. Don't want to buy furniture.
Right.
Decorate your house. Something.
Just pay somebody
to decorate it.
Just then, Jamie Foxx said it the best on his Sirius Satellite radio show. He's talking about when black women are women. Period. You know, when women are like 21, they're like, oh, I like him. He got a six pack. You know, look at his ass. But as you get older, you're like, I don't give a fuck about that. What else he got? Do you got a degree?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you have a good job? Like, women don't care about that as much.
And well, I do. That's stupid women, but I do.
No, I mean you want to be attracted to the guy, but if a guy is in great shape and he's good looking, but he makes $10 an hour, I mean that guy's not going to be husband material, in most cases.
Yeah, I mean unless
he's in school and is trying to do more, he needs to have something going for himself.
For the most part, my thing is if you're over the age of 25 and you don't have any direction in your life, you're not going to find it. That's usually
right.
The way that men are. Because after they reach once you're 25, that's your prime years. After that, and you're not educated, and you still work in some minimum wage job, there is very little chance that he's going to change. So I kind of would just cast those guys to the side.
Well, I think for women that's true. I don't think for men, because to me, men don't really, to me, hit their peak, professionally until they get older.
They should hit it in their 30s, I think.
In the thirties, absolutely. Yeah, not.
It took
me
in my twenties. I was building all the things I was building in my career in my twenties. So now I'm enjoying the what I've worked for in my thirties and building upon that as well.
I mean, if you do it right, I mean, like me, women that I'm 33. I just turned 33, and I can get women now that I couldn't get at 23. You know, so for a man. If he goes to college and graduates around 22, 23, as he builds his way up in corporate America, or maybe doesn't go to school and just gets work experience, for men, you know, as they put in the years, you know, they're going to start to be more stable and make more money. So I think the 30s, you're right. Mid-30s,
yeah.
Especially.
Man should be good, but definitely his mid-30s. He ain't got it together or even a career by 30, I don't know what to say about it. Because it looks
absolutely.
Like he can get it together. Because his 20s is the years you're supposed to mess up, learn your lesson,
right.
Everything.
Right.
Your 30s, you should already know already. But like I said, with that said, we're definitely getting to the end of the show. I want to thank everybody for listening and joining us once again on the show. And, of course, like I said, we talked about the main topic. But, on this show, we'll talk about anything. It does not matter. We have no script. We all off the top of the dome. Anyway. So until next week, everybody stay blessed for sure. And we put all our links in the description box, chat box, to show where we can get in contact with us and everything. So like I said, I want to thank everyone for joining. Ms. Gabrielle, want to give anybody a shout out before we leave?
Yeah, I also placed the link for the magazine that I work for. I'm actually going to be the cover model in the upcoming issue, so... you can like the Gal VIP fan page. It's a magazine that you can download, and it's free. So
Just wanted to throw that out there. And I would appreciate it if you would like the fan page, because we're actually trying to, you know, we're trying to get more well-known.
And also follow everybody on Twitter and like everybody's pages. Yeah, that's what you, that's how you connect with us. You want to talk to us, follow us on Twitter and like us, and then subscribe to how you sound. Because, you know, at least on my point, I run off with the mouth on there just about every day. So with that said, I thank everybody for joining, and see you next week.